Today's daf is daf Yud Ches. Well, you got the bad seat today. Today's Yud Ches. So yesterday the sugya was talking about the source that Mechusa Begadim, the avoda done by Mechusa Begadim, is going to be possible. And the Gemara had learned it out from a Gzeir Shava Chuka from Shtuya Yayin. She's like Shtuya Yayin. It says Lahavdil Ben Korish Lachol. It was a Chalal. The avoda is Chalal of a Shtuya Yayin. So too through Gzeir Shava Chuka and Mechusa Begadim's avoda will be possible as well. So the Gemara now says four lines down in Yud Ches Amid Aleph Ashkechan Mechusa Begadim. We find now a source that Mechusa Begadim's avoda is disqualified, but Shtuya Yayin Minal. And how do we know that Shtuya Yayin's avoda is going to be disqualified? It says Gzeir Shav. We learn it from Mechusa Begadim. Of course, this is backwards because yesterday we learned Shtuya Yayin was the source to teach us Mechusa Begadim. Now we're learning Mechusa Begadim is teaching Shtuya Yayin's avoda is possible. Didn't the Brisa yesterday tell us that the source that Shtuya Yayin's avodah is chal is based on Lahavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol, that Shtuya Yayin's avodah is going to be chalal, and not based on the Gzer Shav Achuka Chuka Me Mechusa Begadim? So the Gemara says, Kanasiv La Mekame Delekim Gzer Shav. The first Lahavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol was the source prior to them remembering the Gzer Shav. But once they remember the Gzer Shav of Chuka Chuka, so then Shtuya Yayin learns from Mechusa Begadim that Mechusa Begadim's avodah is chalal, so the Shtuya Yayin's avodah is chalal. But then the Gemara says, yeah.
In Kachim, isn't there the you're not allowed to learn one Gzer Shav from another one?
It's not a double Gzer Shav here.
It's not?
No, we can learn a halacha through Gzer Shav. But a halacha learned from a Gzer Shav to apply it to another Gzer Shav, that would be a problem. But there's only one. We don't know yet how Mechusa Begadim.
From...
We're going to get to that. Before we get to that, let's get to the conclusion first. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, but wait a second. V'hatana Mechusa Begadim hu dekal yalf m'shtu yayin? Wait a second. Now you're telling me Mechusa Begadim is learning from Shtuya Yayin. Rather, right now we're talking Shtuya Yayin is learning from Mechusa Begadim. But yes, the opposite that we saw, Mechusa Begadim was learning from Shtuya Yayin. So which direction is the one Gzer Shava going in? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. This is what's going on. After all the dust is settled, this is the final understanding of the Braisa and the Limudim. Minayin shelo nechlaku bein Mechusa Begadim l'shtuya yayin v'shel rochot yadayim v'raglayim. How do you know there is no distinction between these three psalm? One who is missing one of his clothing, one who is a drunk, and one who hasn't washed his hands or legs. Tamalomar chuka chuka l'gzera shava. To tell me that all, it says chuka in the context of all three psalm, that they all are going to be equated. So what's the real source? Just look at Rashi, the medium wide line, just to clarify, three medium wide lines down. Hachi kamar minayin shelo nechlaku. How do you know there's no distinction amongst these three psulim? Li'olam lo lemeilaf mechusa begadim mishtu yayin asa. Really, mechusa begadim is not being learned from shtu yayin. Ella lemeilaf shtu yayin mi mechusa begadim. Mechusa begadim is really the source that avodah is chalal, and shtu yayin is learning from mechusa begadim. V'hachi kamar lemanu lavodos shel misa shemitchalalas b'shichras. We understood that certain avodos are going to be mechalal when a guy is drunk. Minayin, how do you know shalom nechlak ben mechusa begadim l'shtu yayin dechihecha the mechusa begadim kavodos psulos, just like by mechusa begadim all avodos that done are disqualified sa'af shtu yayin v'shal rachatz kain tamalomar chuka chuka. So in the end day, how do you know mechusa begadim is disqualified? Because the yesterday's daf we had that kol sheb is manche bigdeim aleim kuhunascham aleim ein migdam alem ein kunascham alem. That's based on the positive chakarta or some abne aron uvanov v'chavashalem migbalos v'aisalem kuhunas kunachukas olam. That's the source that mechusa begadim is possible. Through chuka chuka, we apply to shtuya yayin, and then we apply yet again to shelo rachat yadayim v'raglayim.
So let's say we don't have chuka chuka. We have a fair response about shtuya yayin. So what wouldn't you learn from the pasuk?
What do you mean?
And we learned that Shtuya Yayin, isn't there a fairish pasuk?
Lahavdil, you're saying.
Yeah.
We don't need that. I'm saying, had we had not had a chukah, so the halacha would have been the same, just a different source. But now that we have chukah chukah.
It's a better story pasuk than it
says.
Not necessarily,
says,
I don't think.
Yeah, but the Gzer Shava adds is that you would only know the concluding avodas from the pasuk, Shtuya Yayin. But here this adds that the chukah chukah tells you that even all the avodas, even the ones that aren't concluding ones, like Kabbalah.
Even in the middle of the stage, the but now after establishing that chukah chukah is the gzer shav and the limud, that shtuya yayin is the avodah is possible, so ela lahavdil lamuli. So what's needed for lahavdil? Lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol initially was the source that avodah is chalol. But now we don't need it at lahavdil anymore because we have chukah chukah. So what drasha do you learn from lahavdil lamuli? So the Gemara says, l'chadirav, dirav, lo mokim amora aleh miyom atova, l'chavrei mishum shichor. The Rav would never give a drasha, never give a halachic psak or a shir in Yom Tov. Why? Because he was drunk. So the Havdim in Kor Shechol is adding on to cases that are outside of nothing to do with Avoda, has to do with the giving Psak Halacha. This is a very interesting halacha. We actually learned this last night in our shir about the shir, what point a person can no longer drink. So it's mashma from here, miyoma tova, the entire day, not until the next day, the person drank, you're also to paskin, even 12 hours later, until the next day comes. That's what the person had sent a shiloh to the Rajba, that's what he was suggesting. The Rajba thought otherwise not true at all, rather, yontif, maybe yontif where we drink a lot, so maybe then you have to wait for the entire day. On a regular day of the week, a guy is taking a little drink here. He doesn't drink that much, so all he has to do is wait for it to pass. And once you know he has a clear head, so then he'd be allowed to paskin shilas. In the end of the day, the poskim say that if you know you're not drunk anymore, so then you are allowed to paskin shilas. So Rajba asks a question. The Gemara in Moed Katan says that are you allowed to have a din Torah on Yantif? A person's chayv misa. Are you allowed to have that on Yantif? The Gemara says you can't because since you have to fast, the bezin has to fast. The day they're killing someone, so they're not allowed to fast. So on Yantif, therefore they can't kill someone. So Gemara says, well, maybe they should learn the shilas, and then they could eat, and then give the psakdin afterwards. You only have to fast after you've given the psakdin. So be me'ayin into the halachas, eat, and then give the psak that this guy needs to be killed. So the Gemara says that you don't kill people on Yantif. Fine. But in that conversation, they had no problem in the Havamina that after they drunk, that they were able to eat. I'd rather they could paskin. So Rajba says the only time it's usher to paskin is to be ma'ayin into the halacha. But if you know what the halacha is clearly, let's say, you know, it's a mefur shulchan aruch and a person is drunk, then you are allowed to paskin even under the influence. The Gemara, the Ramah says, zeal, the sign that's so obvious, zeal kari be'rav, that even a child would know, then even a person under the influence. The person asks, what's the morning tefillah? Do I say shacharis now? Do I say marav now? Well, everyone knows that you say shacharis in the morning. So even if a person is drunk, you would be able to paskin such a simple shiloh.
That's good for you.
Good for me? What do you mean? I have to drink more, so I shouldn't have
I'm
to answer.
I'm young, but you can drink a little bit.
Right now, yeah, I don't drink anyways, but okay. So it's then, right, a little bit. I don't think I drink enough to get drunk. Okay. Vayta, the Gemara is halfway down the Amud here. Akati mehachanafka, is this really the source that the person in Mechusa Begadim, a Kohen Mechusa Begadim, is really his avoda will be chalom? Mehachanafka, to learn, mehasam rather, from there it's learned, the Nasnu b'nei Aaron HaKohen, that the b'nei Aaron, the Kohanim, would do the avoda. This is referring to the placement of the Eish. They would add the Eish to the Maracha, to the Mizbeach. So even though an Eish came from Shemayim, there's still a mitzvah for a Hedyot, a Kohen this refers to, as opposed to Shemayim, a Kohen to light the fire. So the Gemara's Medayik, why we know Aaron's a Kohen. Why is it saying B'nei Aaron HaKohen? B'kihuna limeid al Kohen gadol shalavash bigdei Kohen Hedyot v'avad avodasa psula. To teach us that if a Kohen gadol wears the begadim of a Kohen Hedyot, normally the Kohen Gadol wears eight clothing, aside from the Yom HaKippur Mavodos. He wears eight clothing that are made of gold. If he wears the four begadim of the Hedyot, his avodah is going to be pasul. That's what we learn from this pasuk. So this is the source that he has to have the proper clothing. Without the proper clothing, if he's mechusar begadim, if he's only wearing four begadim, the Kohen Gadol cannot do the avodah. This is the source, not yesterday's sugya. So Gemara says, no, you need both sources, because imi hasam, had we had this pasuk we just brought here, havamin, I would have thought, Hanimila avoda dimakva kapara. Only those avodas that are crucial, that are essential, and without them, it's ma'akev the kapara. Only then do we say that mechusar begadim is disqualified. Avoda de lo ma'akva kapara, type of avoda that's not going to hold back any type of kapara. So then, there maybe he can be mechusar begadim. Kamashma lo, we're saying from the previous pasuk that he could only do all the avodas wearing the proper begadim. If you just look at Rashi to fit this in nicely into the context, Rashi around halfway up the medium wide lines down, Ime Hasam. Had we had the pasuk of the Hayasa Lahem Kahuna, Havi Mokminulai would have established it to be Lahu Bavoda Hamakavis Kapara, something that would prevent the person to achieve his Kapara. About Nesinas Eshel Hediot, the mitzvah Ba'almahi, that the fact that the Kohen has to light the fire, it's not ma'akev, it's just a mitzvah, it's recommended, it's a fulfillment of a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev, that hare yesh sham esh shiyardim in a shemayim. There's a nes that one of the nisim, that fire came from shemayim. You don't need my participation in lighting the fire. Eim alo tibay begadim, maybe there you wouldn't need begadim, kamash malav v'nasu b'nei aron ha'kohen esh l'hachi kasav hacha chisarim begadim l'meilav ta'af avodah she'ena mechusar kapara, still you have to wear the proper begadim. Okay. The Gemara says further now. V'akati mehachan nafka, is this really the source of what we've been talking about up until now? Mehasam nafkam, there's still another source that the Kohanim have to wear the proper begadim. V'aruchu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim es ha-Nisachim, when they start setting up the limbs, the different cuts of meat, all in the Mizbeach, the Pasuk says, V'akohanim b'kihunam, they have to wear the kunam, the in the, what makes them a Kohen? Mikan le-Kohen hedyo. Shelavash bigde Kohen gadol v'avar avodasa psula. The Kohen head that wears too many begadim, he wears eight clothing of the Kohen gadol, that would be disqualified as well. So the Gemara says, Ime halsam had I had the pasuk have a mina hanim lichiser, have we had the pasuk from before, only if he's missing clothing is it a problem. Aval yiser, but to wear extra clothing, lo, what's the problem? At least he has his four. He's also wearing another additional four, but maybe that should be good. Kamash malan, that no, if a Kohen head wears too many begadim, he wears the Kohen gadol's begadim, that's disqualified as well. So that's what we learn from all these different psukim. There's a very interesting Tosos here. If you look at the bottom here, Tosos writes, he asks an interesting question, the Dima Maskel Hagga. Vim Tomar, Ha Damar Rabbi Yossi, Sheni. So this is talking about a case, the context, if a Kohen Gadol becomes Pasul, they appoint a Kohen Gadol Sheni, now the Kohen Gadol Rishon becomes a Roi again, so now what happens to the Kohen Gadol Sheni? You can't have two Kohanim Gadolim. So what's the second Kohen Gadol status? She'ena ra'i lo l'Kohen Gadol lo l'Kohen Hedyot. He can't be either one. He's stuck in limbo. Because Kohen Gadol mishum eva, because now you're going to create an animosity between the two Kohanim Gadolim. So he can't serve as a second Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedyot, he can't be, because mishum malam mekodesh v'lo maridim. He can't demote him. So he's stuck. So midikamar mishum eva. So from the fact that we say, why can't he be Kohen Gadol? It's because of animosity, because of eva. Mashma demid hadin Kohen Gadol. He's really a Kohen Gadol. Fine. Imkain Kohen Hedyot Tepiglei Mishum Mechosu Begadim. So how then could the Gemara suggest, well, he can't be a Kohen Hedyot because it's Malim Vekosh V'Ei Maridim? It should be because it's Mechosu Begadim. If we're establishing that the only reason why he can't be a second Kohen Gadol is because of Eva, that means he's really a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol then is not allowed to be wearing the Kohen Hedyot's clothing, so that should be the reason why he can't be a Kohen Hedyot, not because Malim V'Lo Maridim. So what he concludes is that V'yei Shlomer jumped down a few lines, that really, he's not a Kohen Gadol. Even though he said Mishum Eva, he really isn't a Kohen Gadol. How can he not be a Kohen Gadol? Wasn't he appointed to be a Kohen Gadol? How do you demote a Kohen Gadol? He says, the Kohen Gadol, Nismane l'avodas v'peh, u'mistalek v'peh. He's appointed by Bepeh when Bezin says, you're the Kohen Gadol, and he's also demoted by saying, you're no longer the Kohen Gadol. So he's no longer Kohen Gadol anymore, in which case he would be able to wear the begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. And the only reason why we don't let him act as a Kohen Hedyot is because Malam HaKodesh, V'lo Moridim, we don't demote anyone. So we see from Tosos of this idea that he's appointed Bepeh, he's Mestaik Bepeh, and then he adds after the parentheses, Shadavar Tali b'melech v'achiv ha-Kohanim. There's a number of Tosfos who argue who has the vote, who's going to be the Kohen Gadol. Here Tosfos writes it's the king, the brothers of the Kohanim, and then it's appointed, they make an official appointment. Tosfos and Yuma, I think, might say Bezdin has an involvement in the election of who's going to be the Kohen Gadol, but that's interesting here. So the Brisker Rav writes based on this Tosfos, says there are really two dinim when it comes to a Kohen Gadol. There's one is the, he's Kedusha Beguf, which is the Mashichas HaShemen. There's also the Kedusha Beruchnias, which is the Peh. So you could remove him, you could appoint him, and now he's appointed with the Minoi, the appointment, he's now the active Kohen Gadol, and we could demote him by Mistalik Bepeh. But in terms of his Kedusha's a Guf, once you put Shemen HaMishcha, he's there forever, he always has a din of a Kedusha. So this Kohen Gadol, who's no longer acting, cannot marry an Amana, cannot marry all the halachas of a Kohen Gadol, can't be Porer Rosh, can't rip his clothing, has all the halachas of the Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha, but he can't act, he has no Minoi.
He cannot bring any Karbanos.
Exactly, he's stuck. He's stuck. Exactly.
Right.
Okay. The Gemara now says the last four lines of the page here. One other interesting thing here, sorry, that we said that Kohen Hedyot, who wears the big day kahuna of Kohen Gadol, is pasul. So what about a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, who wears the Shmona Begadim when he should be wearing the Arba Begadim? The lach is the Kohen Gadol wears the four clothing when he wears big day lavan in the Kodesh Kodashim. But let's say he wears the eight begadim instead. Is that considered an issue of mechus begadim? He's wearing the wrong clothing, and he has a din of a zar. He's like, is a zar? Or is it simply a gzeres hakasav that, no, he's not considered mechus begadim. The pasuk says chuka in the context of Parsha Achrei Mos, last week's Parsha, and it's a gzeres hakasav that he has to wear four begadim, but not because he's mechus begadim. In other words, when he does the avodah in the Kodesh Kodashim wearing eight begadim, it's pasul. But why is it possible? Ask the Mikdash David. Is it because he's now mechus begadim? He's wearing the wrong clothing? No, is that mechus begadim? His clothing is he's a kohen gadol. It's simply a gzeres hakasav as to why it's possible to do the avoda, but he's not considered a mechus begadim. That's a hakir brought down by the Mikdash David. Mikdash David Rav Dala Rappaport was a very, very big Talmud Chacham, and he wrote a sefer called Mikdash David on the topics of kadshim. Okay, Gemara now says last four lines of the Amud here, Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Tanur Rabban on the Brayta says, Hayu Merushalim, if the calling's Merushalim, Rashi says, if they are Nigrarim Bakarka, they're dragging on the ground, or Mesulakim, or maybe they're too short, they're Ksarim, or maybe they're Meshuchakim, they're dirty or old, V'Avodah V'Odasa K'shera, it's still considered Kasher. But let's say Lava Shnei Mechnasim, he wears two pants, Shnei Avnatim, he wears two belts, Chas Achas, he's missing one of the clothing, Yes Achas, he's got an extra pair of clothing, Oshai Salo Ritiya Amakas Besaro, he has a band-aid, it's a chatitza, Tachas Bigda, underneath his clothing, there can't be any chatitza between his skin and his clothing. They actually talk about the water. There's a Mishnah Yuma that talks about after you go to the mikvah, the Kohen Gadol, he would dry himself off first. Why would they dry themselves off? Because if there's water there, it's a chatita, the Gemara says. There's actually a great maisa, I think it was the Blujever maybe, I don't remember which Rebbe this was, when he was young chassid, he went to the mikvah, and he came out of the mikvah, and he was drying himself off. Another chassid said, you can't dry yourself off, this is the May mikvah, it's kadosh. He says, I'll tell you afterwards, when I leave, we'll talk about the mikvah, you can't talk about halachas in the mikvah. They leave the mikvah, and he says, I've got a masar from Aaron HaKohen that you are supposed to dry your body after going to the mikvah. He says, you have a masar from Aaron? How do you have a masar from Aaron? The first mission, Maseches Yuma, after the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur goes for the mikvah, it says the lashon of I forget exactly the lashon used, but it says dry. He dries himself off before putting on the begadim. But the reason why he dried himself off there was because it's chatzitza. Otherwise, it may not be chatzitza nowadays. We don't have chatzitza problems when you get dressed. But that was the mesorah that the Blue Jiver had from Aaron HaKohen. Okay, so the Gemara says, so if there's a band-aid, it's a chatzitza between the skin and between the clothing. Oh, shayu mitushtashin, the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis now, mitushtashin means it was very dirty. Oh, mikuramo, they're torn. The avod avodaso psul, and he does the avoda, it's pasul. So there are a number of different halakas that come up here. One of the halakas we mentioned, if they're too long, may be a problem. What's considered too long? So Shita Mikubetzis quotes from the Yitzhak Miparis, from Paris, that Moshe Rabbeinu we know was very, very tall. He was 10 amos high. The Mishkan was also 10 amos high. And the Moshe worked in the Beis HaMikdash in the Shivas Yimei Miluim. That means he had to bend down to get in there. So when you bend down, typically your robe is going to be dragging a little bit. So won't that be a psul of a dragging on the ground? He says it must be that he didn't bend down too much. This way it wasn't really dragging on the ground. Interesting discussion in the Shita Mikubetzis. If you look at Rashi in the top here, why is Mikuram a problem? Why is a torn clothing puzzle? Rashi says, Mikuram afilo hein chadashin. Even if they're brand new, if it's torn, the la begadu, it's not called clothing, haroi la voda, the ba'inan lechavur l'tfaris. So Rashi seems to say two things. Is it because it's not clothing, it's mechus begadim? Or no, it is considered begad, it's just not appropriate. So Rashi combines two, but the truth is Ramban and the Tosos and Yuma say differently. Tosos and Yuma says it's because it's not appropriate, it's not lechavur l'tfaris, and Ramban says because it's not considered begad, it's considered mechus begadim. So Rashi seems to say both of them, la begadu, and it's also not lechavur l'tfaris. So the Gemara now says, two lines down, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mirushalin Ksherin. If they are dragging, it's actually kosher, they begot them, but he argues and says, Misulakim, if they are too short, then it's actually going to be possible. So how could that be? V'hatani, doesn't the Braisa say, Misulakim Ksherin, if they're too short, it's actually kosher? Amarami Barchama lo kasher. This is no contradiction. Kan b'shis silken ay de avne. One is where it's being held up by a robe, meaning the actual clothing is long enough. It's just the robe is kind of bunched it up, pulled it up, or you bloused it out a little bit. So therefore, it's hanging a little bit, but the actual clothing is right measurement. And kan de lisnayo mi karakla. One is where it's just too short, even without the avne holding it up. In which case, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara now says, Rav Amar, Echad Zeh, Echad Zeh, Psul, in both cases are Pasul. Which both cases? Rashi says, Echad Zeh, Echad Zeh, Echad Merushalim, whether it's too long, dragging, Echad Mishalakim, if it's too short, Yosemidai, if it's too short, Shalai De Avne, without the rope, without the belt holding it up, it's just the measurements are too long or too short, that's Pasul in both directions. So Gemara says, Rav Huna, Iklai Lar Giza, he once visited the city. And Rami Le Bar Ushpizcha, this child of his host, was asking a question. Rav Huna came to town, wanted to ask the Gadol Dor Akasha. So the child asked him a question. Mi Amar Shmuel, is it really true that Shmuel says Mirushalim Ksherim, if they're too long, if it's dragging, it's kosher. If they're Mesulakim, if the clothing's too short, it's Psulim. Tanya, but I heard a brayse that says Mesulakim Ksherim, if they're too short, it's actually kosher. So how could Shmuel say if it's too short, it's pasul? So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna has been impressed by the child's question. Bar Minei, don't bother with that question, because the Ahi, the Shani, Rami Bar Chama already answered that question and said the difference is, if it's long enough, it's just that the belt is holding it up, that's kosher. But if the measurements are just too short, even without the belt, that's when it's pasul. So El, if you want to ask a question, says Rav Huna to the child, El l'Rav Kasha, there's a question according to Rav. Why? Because Rav said that Echad Zeh Psulin, whether it's Mirushalim or whether it's Musulakin, they're both Pasul, but our Brisa said Mirushalim, if it's too long, it's actually Kasha. That's really the question that was never addressed. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me my Mirushalim, what does it mean Mirushalim, that they're too long, that Musulakin are they Avnate, the Avnei Migez Agaz. If you're telling me Rushal means that the measurements are too long, but since there's a rope, rather a belt, holding it up, so maybe that would make it kosher, maybe that's what the Bryce is referring to, where it's long, but it's being held up, then Ela Musulakim Kasher. So then if Rav's going to answer that way, then Musulakim's a Kasher, so that you can't give that same answer of the steer Musulakim, where one case is kosher, one case is possible, where you're holding up the belt. I mean, is the belt going to view the extra hangover as not there at all, or will not, and it ends up being a steer? So the Gemara ends up saying, Amar Avizera, Rav Chada, Tani Mirushalim, Shesilkin, Ayde Avnate, Ksherin. There's a Bryce that says, if they're long, the clothing's too long, but it's being held up by that belt, so then, in fact, it will be kosher. It's a little bit confusing who says what here, but these are the sugyas being discussed. The Gemara now says, Amar Yirmiyah Midifti, Mirushalin Shalo Silken Tanahi. Really, to Machlokas Tanahim, if you have long begotten that are not being held up by any belt, that's a Machlokas Tanahim, whether that's good or not. What's the Machlokas? Titani, the Baisa, tells us, Al Arba Kanfos Ksuscha, that the Pasuk says that when it comes to the titis, has to be on a garment that has four corners. Arba Velo Shalosh. Four, as opposed to three. A three-cornered garment doesn't require tzitzis. Maybe the dig should be made the other way, the on the upside, that four, but a five-cornered garment doesn't require a tzitzis. Mara says, can't be, because kishu omer, asher techaseba is obvious, it's unnecessary, because it says, kesuscha, asher techaseba. Of course, a kesuscha is meant to cover you. So why is it kesuscha, asher techaseba? It's a double lashon, to include something. What do we learn? Asher techaseba, hare, bas chamesh amor. That includes even a five-cornered garment required tzitzis. So ha mani mekayim arba. So why did it say arba? Why did it say four? Arba v'lo shalosh comes to exclude that a three-cornered garment doesn't require tzitzis. So we'll get back to how this connects to begadim in just a moment. Umar isa l'rablos balas chamesh v'lohotzi balas shalosh. Why are we going that direction of including a five-cornered garment but excluding a three-cornered garment? Mar ba'ani balas chamesh. I'm going to include five corners. Sheyesh b'chlal chamesh arba. Because of course in five there's going to be four corners. So that's why a five-cornered garment makes sense to be chayv and tzitzis. Umotzi ani balas shalosh. But I'm going to exclude a three-cornered garment. Sheyem b'chlal shalosh arba. Because within three you're not going to find four corners, of course. So that's one brisa. V'tani idach. Yeah, the other brisa tells us al arba kanfos k'sutzcha arba v'lo shalosh, four, but not three-cornered arba v'lo chamesh. It also excludes a five-cornered garment. Doesn't require tzitzis either. So my la b'ha k'mithli. They're not arguing about the following: that demar savar yeser extra, something extra is k'man di, says if it's their dummy. Umar savar k'man de lesser dummy. So if it's extra, according to one opinion, we acknowledge it being there. So it's five-cornered garment. Five-cornered garment doesn't require a tzitzis. But the other brisa felt that, no, if it's extra, we ignore it. So we ignore there being a fifth-cornered garment. So in essence, we view this as being a four-cornered garment and requires tzitzis. So just like we have the machlokes that whether yeser is kicheser or not, command iser, command elesa, so too when you have this extra hanging baggin, and you musulak, and you pull it up with a belt, to view that extra part of the robe as not being there, and it's kosher, it's a proper measurement, or no, we view it as being there, in which case it's look at the beged, and it's going to be a puzzle beged kuna. That's the machlokas Gemara thinks is the machlokas tonight. The Gemara says, lo, that's really not how you should explain the stira in these braises. Really, the chliyam, everyone agrees, command the isadam. When there's extra begadim, an extra corner, we acknowledge it being there. It's a five-cornered garment. The shiny hacha here is different. The Rabbi Rachman Asher Techasaba. There's a special gzeres akasav that includes five-cornered garments. So then, the shiny and the vidach, the other one holds Hi, Asher Techaseba, my Avirle. No, Asher Techaseba is not coming to include five corners. It's coming to include something else, namely what? Mi Barleit need to tell me, Lichadatani. The Raisa tells me, Urisim Oso, that you should be able to see the Tzitzis and the Tcheles, Ksuslaila, as opposed to clothing at nighttime where you can't see anything. Ksuslaila does not require Tzitzis. Machlok is Ramam Rush. What does that mean? The Rambam writes, any clothing that you're wearing during the nighttime, even though it's daytime clothing, if I'm wearing my suit at nighttime, it does not require the tzitzis. It depends when you wear it. The Rush felt, what it's meant to be for. So pajamas are meant to be used to sleep in, so that even if I wear it during the daytime, I do not require tzitzis. It all depends on when it's miyuchad for. So Rush goes based on the type of beged, Rambam goes based on when you're actually wearing it, the zman itself. So that's what's learned out from Risim also, Pratluksus Lila. Oh, Eino Ella, Pratluksus Suma. Maybe a person who's blind, who can't see his tzitzis, of course, maybe that's what should be excluded, that he doesn't have to wear tzitzis in a four-corner garment. Can't be. Because Kishu Omer Asher Techazaba, Harekus Suma Amor. That extra word, the extra limit is to include a Suma has to wear tzitzis as well. So then, how Amani Makayim Urisim Aso? So what's being excluded from Urisim Aso? Left to tell me, Pratluksus Lila, that a beged at nighttime doesn't require tzitzis. So the Gemara asks, Mari Isa Larabos Ksus Suma Lahoti Ksus Lila. Why do I include a Suma's clothing by I exclude clothing worn at nighttime? I have Marbani, let's do the opposite. Let me include a Ksus Suma. And so the Gemara explained, Marbani Ksus Suma. I include the clothing of a Suma, Shiyesh and Beria, Eitzel Acherim, because other people, even though the Suma himself who wears it can't see, but others can see his Sittis, so it's for others as well to Urisim also, that's why we include the Suma Sittis. But Motzi and Nixus Lila bag exclude the clothing of night, She'ein and Beria, Eitzel Acherim, no one can see it, and there's no benefit, and therefore it's excluded. V'idach nafkalei mi'asher, that one says, no, there's two drushes. Asher tells me to include a Suma. Asher techaseba includes that even that a five-corner garment is chayiv. The idach says, Asher lo darish, we don't learn the word Asher, there's only one drusha to include a Suma's clothing, in which case there is no drusha to tell me that a five-corner garment is chayiv and tittis. So in the end of the day, this price has nothing to do at all with a sugi of the big day kuna of pulling up his long begadim. Correct, yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's brought down in halacha, we actually say we only put on four corners. There are four corners that are furthest from each other. That's how it would be. There's a whole calculation in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, right? So it tells us bad. So in terms of describing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, yeah.
So that will make that we learn Mishnah Brura, that if a corner is cut, then it should be kosher still.
If it's cut with corners. If it's curved.
If it's corner, exactly. But if it's cut, according to them, the Amari will be okay. To
correct.
Wow.
So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, bad. Bad is one of the words describing the Big Day Kuna. It's called bad. What does bad mean? So bad, shehu shel boat. It should be made from flax. Bad, shehu chadashim. It should be brand new. Bad shu shizum, that should be spun, and bad shu chutin kafel shisha, that the each thread or each strand should be six threads mixed together. Bad shel yulbash shachol imayin, you shouldn't wear any big day chol, any weekday clothing along with it. So these are the five mentions of the word bad to teach me five different drushes. So Amar le Abayi le Rav Yosef Bishma, I understand shu shabutz, why it has to be made from this flax. Hakamash malan butz in midiach min alo, no other material is permitted for the big day kuna. You're telling me only new clothing works, but old clothing can't be used for the big day kuna. Is that really true? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us, we saw this above, that old clothing may be used. It may not be ideal, but it may be used as big day kuna. So Amar Lei, v'tameich, according to your logic, that the each thread has to be six strands. Is that really true? Bad chadcha lechudei masher. The word bad means they're independent. It's levad. The word levad, to be alone. And not that it should be spun together with six other threads. Ella hachikamar. This is what the Braisa really meant to say. Begadim shenemar behen bad. Those clothing, the big day kuna that mentions the word bad, tzrichen shiyu shabut, has to come from flax. Chadashim shizurin, it has to be new. Shizurin has to be spun. Shiyu chut and kaval shisha is six. And then Yeshua and Lemitza, Yeshua and Lemakev. So all these are mitzvahs, but some of them listed, some of these five listed are required or me'akev, and some of them are just suggested a mitzvah, but if not done, they are not going to be me'akev. So while butz is me'akev, the flax is me'akev, with regards to the chadashim, that is not me'akev. Gemara now says, or asks, Mimai dahai bad kisnahu. Who says the word body is referring to flax? Amar of Yosef b'Rebbi Chanina davar ha'ola min hakarka bad bevad, because it refers to something that grows by itself. And apparently the way flax seeds grow, you place a flax in the ground, it grows up one at a time. Each one seed has one stem. It doesn't sprout, doesn't spread out at all. That's how the how it grows, levad. Ema imra, maybe it's like wool that grows on the body of a sheep. It also grows out as singular hairs of wool. So the Gemara says, no, amra mifsa, it spreads out, which means, Rashi explains, that when you start taking these hairs, these pieces of wool, so then it ends up splitting into different hairs. It spreads out a little bit, so it doesn't come levad. So the Gemara says, no, but kisanami miftzal, it also spreads out. A piece of flax that grows by one, it also ends up splitting. The Gemara says, no, that's aide lakusa miftzal, only through lakusa. Rashi explains, I don't know how this works, Ricky probably know much better, he does know better than I do, but before you spin it, apparently you hit it, maybe you press it, and when you press it, it ends up splitting to different hairs as well.
You comb it.
So even though it grows as one, you end up combing it and you beat it, in which case it doesn't come naturally. It doesn't grow naturally like that. Naturally it grows, it really has bad bevad, one strand. Ravina Amar Mehacha. He brings another pasuk to tell me, it says in the pasuk in Yechezkel, Pare Pishim Yu al Rosham, Pishim should be on the head, Umichnese Pishim Yu al Mosneim Lo Yachru Bayoza. So we see Michnesei Pishim, the clothing of the Kohanim, the pants, should be made of Pishim. And that's how he knows it should be Pishim, nothing to do with the word Bad. So Amar Le Rav Asher, the Ravina, Vaha Adasa Yechezkel Minolan. Before Yechezkel came along, this is a Din D'Oraisa Yechezkel. Many generations before Yechezkel came into this world, this halacha existed. So before Yechezkel, how do we know the source? It had to come from Pishim. Ulatamech, according to your logic, the following thing is not learned from Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, rather Midir Yecheskel ben Buzi Lamanu. It says in Yecheskel, Kol ben Nechar al Arel Lev Arel Basel Lo Yavol al Mikdashi. An Arel, one who doesn't have a bris milah, cannot enter into the base of Mikdash. So Ad Shabbat Yecheskel Minolan. Before this, how do we know the halacha? Maybe we would say before Yecheskel came into this world, the Arel can walk into the base of Mikdash. We knew that certainly wasn't true. So we see from here that Yecheskel is not mechadish things. Ella Gemirle, we had a Masorah, we had a tradition that an Ariel cannot enter the base of Mikdash, even though there is no Pasuk, it was a halacha, Moshe Sinai, Vas Yecheskel. Yecheskel came along, Vas Mechayakrad, he put it into a Pasuk to make sure we wouldn't forget this halacha, but it wasn't sourced in Yecheskel, he just solidified it. Hachanami here as well, with the halacha of the Pishtan, that the flax is the material used for the Big Dekuna, it's a Gemara Gemirle, we have a tradition, but Yecheskel came along and he made it into a crop. So that's the understanding of Yirmiyah, it's a tradition, and it's not based on the pasuk or the understanding of the word bad. So now that we discussed the pasuk of Yecheskel here, of Pare Mishpishim Yav Rosham, the end of the pasuk said that Lo Yachru Bayaza. What does Bayaza mean? So, my Lo Yachru Bayaza, Amar Bay Lo Yachru B'makum Shemazi, and a person should not wear his clothing in a place where he sweats a lot. Okay, the Tanya, the Baraita tells us that Kishem Chogrin Es HaChogrin Lo L'mata Mimasneim, a person shouldn't put the belt below his stomach, where his stomach hangs over and builds up sweat there, and Lo L'mata Mimasneim, not below, V'lo L'mala Me'atzilim, not above his area, like where his armpits, I think, go, the elbows, I think, above the elbows, so an area where your hands go down, it's going to create sweat, that's not where the avnate, the belt should go, rather Ela Kineged, where it should go is Kineged, the top of your test now, Kineged Atzil Yadem, where your hands go, where your arms go, like kind of in the center of the stomach, where it's not below your beer belly, and it's not underneath your arms. This way, no sweat will be hanging out there. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow.